Well, hello, friends. It's been too long, we can say. And in a way, I would like to apologize for the length of time that I went by without following through with my commitment on the healing series. But another part of me doesn't feel the need to apologize because I am living by a lot of the messages that I have placed in many of these episodes. Meaning that I needed to prioritize my mental health, my physical health overall, and all the many changes and things that were coming into my life very quickly. One being that I am married now. Crazy. And that in within itself took a lot of dedication and analyzation and time to connect with a new person, time to start our lives together. And it's been really beautiful and wonderful and exciting, but it also has created a lot of changes and a lot of things that have needed my focus. And so I'm back now, and that's what matters. And I hope that some of you guys who have been listening along will continue to do so. And for those who are new to this, to give this podcast the opportunity to bring a new connection to you, because this is what it is all about. A connection, a human connection, and why we call it the socialistic approach. So, we're coming into this new year with many thoughts, many reservations, and many lessons learned. I think that we have created bias around the whole trend of new year, new me. Because I think since 2020, life has demonstrated to us that it doesn't go as planned. That's for sure. If you were in doubt before, you know now it does not go as planned. But that's okay, because as life surprises us with many great things, but also much adversity, we can learn tools to not only be able to overcome those moments, but we can also learn about who we are. And I think at the bottom and at the top of everything, that is essentially the most important thing, knowing who you are. And one of the things about knowing who we are has a lot to do with what is holding us back today and from what. The more connected we are to ourselves, the more grounded, the more aligned we are with whatever we feel we've been placed to do. And that can look very different for everyone. And I'm not talking about this capitalist mindset of, you know, I have to have this important title and be this and be that and profit out of this and look a specific way. It doesn't. Knowing who you are and being aligned with the things that you need to do in this precious time that we have here on earth may not look the way that we've been advertised that it should look. And I think that I want to start connecting the healing process with some of the things that sometimes we don't look at as part of our healing. Knowing ourselves is important because by doing so, this is how we learn to stand up for who we are. And that leads into an incredible healing journey. So let's talk about one of the things that bring an element, sometimes it's not fun, of obstacles when we feel stuck. Again, what is holding you back today and from what? Number one, no understanding what is it that I want to do and what is holding me back from it. So many of us live a life feeling that we're stuck and that we're holding ourselves back, but we don't even know from what. And if I were to go back to an old episode called Courageous that I did, it helps me reflect on this question a lot. I think a lot of the things that hold us back is lack of confidence per se, fears, being free from being vulnerable, and not understanding how I can use courage to really elevate myself and get past and through some of these hurdles. When I think about being courageous, it requires a very intentional decision to do something that is not going to feel comfortable, that is not going to feel easy, and that is going to bring an aspect of your character that maybe you didn't even know that you had. Why is being courageous so important? Because there's no way that we can build our confidence, no way that we can face our fears without making intentional decisions that even if I have to go through that door screaming, I'm going to go through that door. Recently, I quit my job. I was working retail for over 17 years, and it was dreading the life out of me, to be quite honest. But there was a lot of fear. As much of a revolutionary mindset that I think I had, I wasn't applying it by being stuck at that job. And it wasn't an easy decision because there's a lot of uncertainty that has come with that. But courage allowed me to be intentional about facing up to that monster that I have been dreading for a long time. And as I move into my future, not knowing exactly how everything's going to look like, I fully understand that I was capable of saying no. I fully understand that I was able to make sacrifices, that I was able to take a risk. And the confidence that God has input in me to be okay with that decision, to move forward with that decision, has also been an incredible feeling. Although depression, doubt, anxiety, all these things are attached to it. Like I said, if you have to go through that door screaming and kicking, you still go through that door. What a great investment to try courage in your life today and give yourself room and space to move as you are, to be as you are, to think and to speak as you are. Know thyself. Sometimes we like to build walls and we excuse it by saying, this is the way that I'm protecting myself. You're going to have to knock my walls down, or don't knock my walls down. And we think that we're somehow creating a space to protect ourselves, but it actually is a space that's limiting our growth creatively and in all aspects. Who you want to be and develop as a person. Those same walls that you're using to shield yourself are actually not allowing you to move forward, while also not allowing anyone else in. And as we move into this state of protection and not wanting to be seen fully because we're scared of that vulnerability, we're creating one of the loneliest, non-motivational, non-progressive states in our lives. And that's okay. Part of healing is recognizing that that's where we're at, potentially. Well, that's where we've been, and that we're always vulnerable to be there again, because there's always something, there's always an adversity, there's always a conflict, there's always something that we want to run away from and protect ourselves from. But I would like us to leave with certain things in mind today. Number one, meditate on courage. What does that mean to you? What is holding you back? What is it that you have to find out about yourself? Two, are these walls really protecting me, or are they holding me back? Who am I not allowing to come into my life that maybe needs to be there? Because just as we protect ourselves from people not coming into our lives, we're also shielding those people who have purpose and intention into our space. Who will feed us? Who will plant things in us that we need, and us and them? Who are we holding away from us? And who are we keeping in those walls sometimes? People sneak in. And third, get in tune with who you are. As easy as that sounds, that also sounds extremely difficult. We are so bombarded by external influences that really try to steal our identity. And from the moment we open our eyes into this world, we're being influenced in so many ways. And sometimes we forget who we are. How do I get that back? Listen, you will know. Because it's a God-given right. But how do I face these challenges that are constantly influencing me to take a different direction? To not see me, but to see me as a consumer, to see me as this marketing ad. Time with yourself, journal, ask yourself questions. Know what doesn't feel good, know what does feel good, and why. Know the consequences, both good and bad, after an action. And know if that truly identifies with who you are. I think those are great steps to start today in walking a journey not only of healing, but knowing thyself. Thank you for listening, and until next time.